L'kavod Harav, I have a two-part question regarding pregnancy and birth. Firstly, my wife and I need to find out whether we are having a boy or a girl, since if necessary, our mole will be coming from the States, a family member. What is the issue regarding not revealing it to others? Is it halacha, minig, or just a common practice? I also wanted to know what is the current day practice in regard to nida after the birth. I know that halacha stipulates for 7 or 14 days of nida for a boy or girl respectively, and 33, 66 days of tahara respectively. But since we don't practice dam tahara nowadays, is it just a regular nida period, or are there special halachos involved? Thank you very much. Anonymous, Jerusalem. Okay, first of all, I don't know of any specific issur to find out the sex of the baby, or to tell it. However, there are minhagim of not revealing the pregnancy until 3 or 5 months because of ayin hara, and not preparing things actively that don't need to have to be prepared beforehand for the baby because of ayin hara. And therefore, only those people that absolutely must know the sex of the baby or whatever, or the fact that there's going to be a bris, should be told. Parents and so on, and otherwise one should act with extra modesty and tznius regarding making announcements to people who don't have to know these intimate details. When it comes to nida after birth, a woman can begin counting her 7 clean days, if that is possible, which usually is not impossible, immediately when there's no more blood. However, for a girl, she can't go to the mikvah before 14 days are up, and for a boy, she can go to the mikvah after the Shiva Nikiyim immediately. Normally, that's not the case. It takes a while for a woman to be able to stop bleeding, and also should go through an examination by a doctor to make sure that everything is okay before you resume living together as husband and wife, and before she goes to the mikvah also.